You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
We started this series called Believe last week, and I'm so excited about this in my spirit because I know God is taking us on an extraordinary journey of faith. And we named this series Believe because that's what we really desire to foster and to stir up in our hearts during this season is belief. Belief that God can do the impossible. Belief that God can do what man cannot do. Belief that God can do stuff that we've been waiting for, that we've been anxious about, that we've been worried about, that God can come through with a miracle right on time. Does anybody have that same expectation? Last week we talked about how faith comes by hearing the word of God. And so what I'm going to try to do for the next few minutes is just stir up your faith by letting you hear lots of the word of God and get the word of God in your system. Get the word of God in your ears. Get the word of God in your mind so you can think about that and you can meditate on that. And then more faith can be built up in your heart. Because when we read the word of God and when we listen to preaching, it builds us up in the word of God so that we have more faith. And so that's my desire for you today, that you have more faith. I've entitled this sermon, Never Give Up, or the 80s side of me, because I'm an 80s baby, wanted to say, don't stop believing. I don't know why, but we're going to stick with Never Give Up. Look at somebody say, Never Give Up. And we're going to take this passage of scripture and take a look at it in Mark 5:25. You can go with me there in your Bibles. Mark 5:25. And it says, a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them. But she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then a frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Amen. Isn't that a powerful story? I want to tell you, that story is for you today. That story is for me today. And before we get into this, let me just say that I have fought for this word. We have been pregnant with this word, and there's been so much warfare over this word because I believe God wants to release a spirit of healing in this house. God wants to release the manifestation of healing in this house. So we look at this woman, she has a health issue. For 12 years, she's battling this infirmity, and for 12 years, it's been getting worse. She tried doctors, but it wasn't working. And then she decides, she hears about Jesus and she says, I'm going to try Jesus. And she has faith. Something begins to stir inside of her. And she believes this crazy thought that if she could just touch part of his clothes, just not even touch him, but just even if she could get close enough to touch his clothes, that she would be healed. So this is how this applies to you. Maybe you've been through a lot. Maybe it's something that's been a short while that you've been struggling with. Maybe it's something for a long time that you've been struggling with. And you need to run a collision course with Jesus. You need for your life to intersect with the healing power of Jesus. Can I tell you, don't give up. My word for you is today, never give up. This woman, after 12 years, she was still persevering because she knew there was something out there. Something out there had to be a solution out there somewhere. And then she heard the name and the reputation of Jesus. And faith began to stir in her. Look at somebody and say, don't give up. Maybe you've been at a place where you've been looking for a miracle. You've been looking for healing. Maybe you've been looking for a while. Maybe you've been disappointed. This woman had been disappointed over and over and over again. People had taken her money and given her nothing in return. Jesus wants to give you something today. In the Bible, this woman had an issue where she was losing her blood. And the symbolism for blood is the life force that someone has. Daily, the devil was taking from her her very life. Daily, the devil was taking her joy, her happiness, her completion, her wholeness from her. And maybe this is you, because there was a but Jesus situation here that happened. She heard the name of Jesus. She heard the reputation of Jesus. Can I tell you that Jesus has a heart to heal. He has a heart to heal people. He wants to heal people. He wants to set people free. He wants to set you free. If you're wondering if he wants to heal you, the answer is yes. Jesus wants to heal you and make you whole. And if there's something in your mind, anything in your mind, besides the truth that he wants to heal you, you need to get it out of your head right now. I want to tell you today, if there's any thought, any type of rationalization why you should not be healed today, you need to get that out of your head, because Jesus wants to do something for you. We need to renew our thought process on healing. We need to renew our thought process, the way we think on miracles. Because God has given us the word, and the word, it washes away every impurity, any pollution in our mentality, our thought process. And this is what the Bible instructs us to do, is to wash ourselves with the word, or to renew our mind with the word. And when we have doubts, when we have disappointments, we have to continue to refresh our mind with what the word of God says. Amen. And God wants to do so much for you in your life this year. God wants to do things for you today. But we have to allow the word of God to refresh our thought process and wash away any seeds of doubt. We talked last week about seeds of doubt. Seeds of doubt that the enemy sows in our lives. Seeds of doubt that the enemy gave Eve in the garden. Seeds of doubt that in our society that the enemy is always trying to plant. But the word of God cleanses our mind. The word of God cleanses and refreshes our faith. It will nurture and it will grow your faith. What? The word of God. Hearing the word of God. Hearing the word of God. Hearing the word of God. And if you're in a difficult place today, let me tell you what you need. You need to hear the word of God. Something happened to this woman after 12 years. She heard the word about God come into town, and it changed everything. It changed everything. And I just see that, just like this woman, many people are in a bad position today. This woman was in a bad position. Maybe she was down on her knees. She was struggling through the crowd, the scripture says. Maybe you've been knocked down by life. Maybe you've taken a blow. Maybe you're stumbling, trying to get your way to Jesus. Maybe it's been months that you've been struggling with something. Maybe it's been years. But I want to tell you, don't give up. Believe. Don't give up. Believe. Don't give up. The devil wants to continue to inflict pain on people, to push them down, to kick them down, to continue to keep them where they are in a negative position. But can I tell you today, without exception, God wants to elevate your position. God wants to pick you up. He wants to lift you up from where you're at and take you to a higher place. God wants to give you a hand up today. Jesus wants to pick you up from where life has knocked you down. Maybe like the woman with the issue of blood, you've been lost in the crowd. You feel like you've been overlooked. Maybe you've been stepped on, ignored, hurt by life, hurt by people, and you're just trying to make it one more day. Can I tell you, Jesus wants to take you by the hand today. Jesus wants to give you a different perspective, and that perspective is faith. That nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for those that believe. Come on, say it one time. Believe. Say, I believe. I believe. The Word of God actually says we have a new position in Christ, that we're seated with Him in heavenly places, because what God wants to do with you, what Jesus wants to do, is return your dignity to you, lift you up, give you authority, give you healing, give you power, set you free. And it says in the Word of God that we're seated with Him. If we can receive that position, we're seated with Him in heavenly places. So we're operating by a different set of rules now. Jesus wants us to change positions. Look at somebody and say, your faith. Jesus wants to partner with you and your faith. There's something incredible about this woman. Something when she heard the Word of God. She heard the Word about God. She heard about the reputation of Jesus. Something was stirred in her, and it was her faith. Her faith was stirred. And so her faith made a connection with Jesus. Her faith reached out and touched Jesus. And that's what I want to stir in you, is the faith to reach out and touch Jesus. It's not about touching a man. I don't have the power to heal you, but I know somebody that does have the power. And if you can stretch out in your faith and touch Him today, you will be healed. Jesus wants to partner with your faith. There was something with this woman. She decided that she was going to come behind Jesus. She was going to follow Jesus. And she was going to reach out with her faith. And she was going to touch Jesus. If you can touch Jesus with your faith, you will be healed. Here's the problem sometimes. We try to touch Jesus from a distance. We're on the other side of the crowd and we're kind of playing it safe, and we don't want to be embarrassed or we don't want to be put out. So we're just going to have kind of a distant, long distance faith. Can I tell you that long distance faith doesn't work? You got to get right up in the crowd. You got to mix it. You got to press in. You got to use some faith. You got to stir yourself up. You got to have an anticipation for what God is going to do for you in this season. You can't do it from a distance. It says that she fought through the crowd. She fought through the crowd to get into a place of faith. And this is what happens. Oftentimes people are held back by their fears. Fear will keep you from having a faith position. You see, this woman had an aggressive stirring in her heart that said, I'm going to have faith to believe. I'm going to get right up in there. I'm going to get close. I'm going to get close enough to touch Him. I'm sure for this woman with the issue of blood, she had her own fears, just like we do at times. But you have to put those fears aside. You have to lay those fears down so you can pick up faith, that you can have more faith and be strengthened in your faith. This woman laid down her fears. Can I tell you what this woman did was illegal? In their culture, what this woman did was illegal. And so at the risk of her life, Because somebody that had a blood condition was akin to a leper in that time, and they had to be separate. They had to be quarantined. They couldn't mix in with the regular population. So if they were caught mixing with the regular population and they didn't say unclean and they stay away from the regular population, the culture, the law said you had to be stoned. You had to die. And so this woman laid down her fear and she picked up faith, and at her own peril, she stepped in, she stepped through the crowd. She said, I'm going to press in, even though it's a life or death situation for me. I got nothing to lose. I'm going to press in. God needs some people that have faith that say, I've got nothing to lose, because I'm putting my trust in Jesus. I'm putting my confidence in him. And even though I may lose something, I know what I have to gain is more. I hope you're hearing me today, because God wants to put you in a position today where you're going to be healed. God wants to put you in a position today where you're going to see miracles happen. So this woman is pushing through the crowd. She's interacting and touching all these people she's not supposed to be touching, to get to Jesus at the risk of her life. That gives us a deeper understanding about her faith. It wasn't just she was pushing through the crowd and she might have been trampled on. No. Or there was a bunch of men and she was a woman. And no, she was at the risk of her own life. But her faith was so much that if I could just get to him, everything's going to be all right. Everything... If you have this anticipation for today, if I can just get to him today, if I can just get to him today, if I can just get to him today, even if it's just a little bit, even if it's just the barely touches clothes, God is going to heal what's going on in my life. She believed. James tells us about faith. He says in James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You ever been there where you got some health goals and you start the day off and you look at the scale and you're not happy? You see something that just isn't right, and you said, I'm going to make some changes. You do pretty good through the day. You're feeling good about yourself. Then it's the night, you're about to turn it in. Your favorite show comes on. Plop down on the couch. I don't know. You might have to have some ice cream. Might have to have some popcorn. Might have to have some extra. And then you get up and you see the scale in the morning and you're not happy. And so you make a decision again. I'm going to be on a diet today. I'm going to get myself right. Until the night. Double-minded. We have one mentality that's saying this, one mentality that's saying this, but James is specifically talking about faith in this passage, and he's talking about that we don't need to vacillate in our faith from fear to faith, back to fear, back to faith, because that causes an instability in your spiritual walk. James is trying to say you're not going to make much headway in your spiritual walk if you're always going from faith back to doubt, back to faith, back to doubt. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James said, don't be like the world. The world is unstable because they go with this thought process and they go with that process. They're trying to build their life on sinking sand. It's an unstable position. But James is saying, stick with your faith. Stick with a faith mentality. And we must renew our mind daily. Paul tells us this. He says, do not conform any longer. That tells me that the people that he was talking to had actually conformed before. They had been double-minded. They had made a decision, a resolution about their faith, about Jesus, about their belief system, and they had conformed again. And then they came back, and then maybe they conformed again. And Paul was saying, don't conform any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because the Apostle Paul was trying to tell them, get in the Word and transform and transform and transform. And let God take you from glory to glory, from faith to more faith, to more faith, to greater faith. Because He wants to do great things like we've been talking about. This is your best year yet, but you need faith to get to your greatest year yet. I want you to just make this declaration with me today. One word declaration, immediately. Say it one more time. I want you to get this in your spirit. Say it strong. Immediately. It's a part in the story where it says that she's fought through all this problem, this hardship, this pain, this disease, this fear. She's laid that down, and now she's going, she's stretching, she's fighting through the crowd, and she touches Jesus, and it says, immediately. She touches Jesus, and it says, help me, immediately. Immediately. She had tried doctors. And it didn't work. And I thank God for doctors. It's a noble profession to help people. But she had tried, her personal story was she had tried doctors. And they didn't have a solution for her. Until she heard of a man named Jesus. And the Bible says He is the great physician. One of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha. The God that heals. This woman had gone to doctors and she was still sick in her body. She needed, she desired, she was desperate for something more. She had faith and she touched Jesus. The Bible says the hem of His garment or the very edge of His robe. And just the edge of His clothes immediately was all the healing that you need. Can I tell you that we serve a God that's so powerful, all you need is this much. Jesus said, if you just have faith the size of a mustard seed, that you could tell the mountain to move, and it will be moved. I heard a story recently that in Marco Polo's travels, he was in a distant country, and the country was Muslim. And they were persecuting the church. And the leaders said, we've heard this passage about saying to the mountains to be moved, and they'll be moved. And they said, if we don't choose somebody from among you to pray, that this mountain be moved. And if it works, we'll let you live. And if it doesn't, we're going to wipe everybody out, the whole Christian community. And so they prayed, and they chose a man. He was just a humble man, wasn't the pastor. He was just a believing man. It was like a plumber or something, but he believed the Lord. So they prayed together, they prayed over this man, they laid hands on this man, and they said, okay, you pray and speak to the mountain. And everybody was all around there. They had their swords drawn. And this man reached out his hand and prayed. And immediately there was an earthquake. An earthquake that happened. You hear me? An earthquake happened. And the ground shifted. And the mountain moved. The mountain moved. Can I tell you things that seem like that's completely impossible? God knows stuff that you don't know. God knows stuff that you hadn't even thought of yet. You didn't even think about an earthquake when I was telling you that story. But God can do stuff you haven't thought of yet. Somebody say immediately. I want you to stand with me right now. Because I know, I don't just believe, I know in my heart, I have the faith that God is going to heal today. I want to ask some of my prayer team that I've hand-selected today to pray with us. I know and I've seen the enemy harass people that I love, people in this church, people in our community for far too long with sickness. And God is going to give some people an immediate healing today. An immediate healing. If you have some type of infirmity in your body that you're believing God for today, I want you to come down and God is going to touch you. Jesus wants to intersect with you.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.